In Ottawa to stand in solidarity with the people of Yemen. Thank you, Halmi. If you could just please give him a applause.
Hello, everyone. I'm proud of you, every one of you who came here today to stand for humanity. My name is Halmi Sharif. I'm a community activist from Windsor. And I have run several times for a member of provincial parliament and finished in a strong second place. My political experience taught me that in order to win an election as a candidate for any party, you have to compromise on your beliefs and values. I'm not that person. I'm hoping to contribute in making our beloved Canada the ideal nation leading with justice, peace, and equality. I would like to thank every one of you who took the time to come out today and be part of this great protest to take an honorable stand against the genocidal war on the innocent people of Yemen. This aggression led by the Saudi coalition and backed by USA. We take this stand today together against what's considered the world's worst massacres of our times. Because of media blackout, the war in Yemen seems forgotten, while its people starve, cry, bleed, and die by the masses. Around 65,000 innocent civilians have been killed. Most of the world turns a blind eye to their grief and suffering. Today, we are here to stand up for what's right, even if we stand alone. We would like to request from our leaders to refrain from supporting the illegal aggression. To our government, we say, stop arming Saudi Arabia with Canadian weapons.
Stop arming Saudi Arabia.
Stop arming Saudi Arabia.
Stop arming Saudi Arabia.
Stop arming Saudi Arabia. Stop arming Saudi Arabia.
Stop arming Saudi Arabia.
Stop arming Saudi Arabia.
Stop arming Saudi Arabia.
Stop killing Yemeni children.
Stop killing Yemeni children.
Where is our justice for the people of Yemen? We as proud Canadians cannot continue and support the oppressors. This needs to stop here and now. Instead, we need to start aiding and saving the lives of the innocent and the oppressed. Enough is enough. We cannot have double standards like the aggressors of these atrocities. As a citizen of this great nation, I'm proud to be here in Ottawa with you all to show our love and support for the innocent victims in Yemen and also in Palestine and everywhere in the world. Especially after the recent attacks in New Zealand, we need to realize that there is no room for hatred in our growing globalized society. It's not acceptable to continuously promote wars just to sell weapons and make profits. Yep. This is not what our country should be built on, nor will we ever stand for this. Now is the time, as never before, for us to stand up to hatred of all kinds. Hate and bigotry only breeds more hate and more bigotry, which will lead to more unnecessary victims. With seeds of love and peace, our world will always prosper. Once again, thank you all, and God bless Canada. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody give him a round of applause, please. That was a very nice speech. So we have a